You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands gathered at Sydney's town hall to demand climate change action from governments in the midst of a devastating bushfire season. Thick smoke haze from fires along the country's east coast activated smoke alarms across Australia's biggest city on Tuesday, causing the evacuation of workplaces, train stations, and even the state's rural fire service headquarters. Greens MP David Shoebridge has criticised a lack of action from state and federal levels of government.
We are gathered here today while our forests are on fire. We're in a city, a global city that's been shrouded in toxic smoke for weeks and weeks on end. We've come here wearing face masks so that the air of our towns and cities is safe to breathe. And we have a Premier who's missing in action and a Prime Minister who wants to do climate harm.
Firefighters Union Representative Leighton Drury called for more funding from the government.
Our members are spread thin. They've cut our budget. Year after year since they got in 2011, fire service has had their budgets cut and we're on the bones of our arse. 2.5 million hectares have been burnt, and I can tell you there is a lot more there to burn, and it will. We need to take action. We need to take it now. We need more firefighters, not less, and we need policy and budget that reflects what we do through a fire season.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticised for a lack of climate action in past weeks. He's refused to fund firefighting services and avoided making public statements on the bushfire crisis. Earlier in the week, Mr Morrison rejected calls for more help for firefighters, saying the current volunteer force is capable of handling the bushfire season. Meanwhile, Indigenous leaders who have been warning about a bushfire crisis for years have called for the implementation of traditional burning practices to combat fires. Aboriginal rights activist Uncle Bruce Shillingsworth says change starts with traditional owners' knowledge.
Our First Nation people have been living in this continent for over 60,000 years plus. Look what's happening in the last 230 years of this country. Shame! Our First Nation people have protected the land, the waterways, the animals and the birds of this continent.
Sydney siders have endured weeks of smoke as hundreds of blazes raged along the east coast, with hospitals recording a 25% increase in the number of people visiting emergency departments last week. Climate protester Amelia says she's been forced to work from home to avoid smoke inhalation. She says Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to act now.
I think that he desperately needs to allocate resources to our firefighters. He needs to provide support to people who've been affected by the fires, who've lost their homes, who have lost their livelihood in a lot of cases. And he needs to make some kind of statement about what we're going to do for climate change, because we haven't done enough and this is going to keep affecting us into the future.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.